Hello from Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. Back on the My Rights versus Your Rights thread. Saffronia, thumbs up. I just gave you a way above for your contributions to this thread. I think you got to the crux of the problem and stated it clearly. It's about getting offended. And you're absolutely right. That's the problem. People think that they should never be offended. And this is coming from political correctness. And this is causing the problem. And the bottom line is, being offended is a matter of perception. What offends you may not offend someone else. Even someone else who may have the same beliefs as you do. And it's all how people learn to deal with it. And being politically correct is making everyone's awareness, I think, go in the wrong direction. No one should be offended by any of this. Getting back to Benevolent Heretic on examples of feeling I no longer have the right to say Merry Christmas. It's not that someone has taken that right away. It's that I hesitate because it's going to offend somebody. And maybe I shouldn't. Maybe there is a point where respect for others is impinging on my rights. But it is happening. There are school situations, there are public situations, there are work situations where you're not supposed to say it. Even in an office setting with clients, it's that time of year. You know, you want to wish people well, you talk to them all year, and you start going, happy holidays. That's ridiculous that it's come to that. And in terms of what's going on in the schools, keeping the word Jesus out of Christmas, the word Christ out of Christmas, see, I think this is totally the wrong direction. Because what you're teaching, that you're teaching them from school age, this whole problem. Don't express your own personal beliefs because they may offend somebody. And I think that's wrong. I think what should be going on in the schools is true cultural diversity, which is we're all different and we can all share that. And we can all express that, and it should not be a problem. It should not cause offensiveness to anybody. You can have your say, and your say should be, you know, even the ones where the atheists are suing for this, that, and the other thing coming up in the schools. No, the atheists' rights should be protected to express their values also, but it shouldn't have to cause someone who does not agree or believe with them to have to withhold expression of their own selves. And that's what's happening. And I think, well, the bottom line is, maybe Saffroni, you got the seedling there of the solution to the problem, which is, if only we could carry this over to the courts and the school boards and the people who have become absolutely ridiculous about this issue, in that there should be a guideline and we should call it, excuse me, the mind your own business line. And some of these things that are actually going to court, there should be a, what's the word I'm looking for? There needs to be a guideline at some point where, no, this does not warrant a court case. this falls under the, I'm throwing it out. It's a mind your own business issue. You're going too far. So anyway, I think there's a lot of interesting points being brought up at this point. And yes, I can't wait to hear from how much is this doggy. And I agree that this is turning into a very interesting discussion. And I wish I could, I really want to say more and collect my thoughts better, but unfortunately, I'm working like a dog this week. Oh, no offense, how much is this doggy? I have to run off again, even though it's Saturday. And maybe I'll have some time Sunday to really add more of substance to this discussion. Thanks, you guys. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.